The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter, Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a select few episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous podcasts on the Nursing Notes by Johnson & Johnson Facebook page or visit iTunes to subscribe to the podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In the program this month, Nursing Notes Live will be taking a look at sustainability in healthcare and the efforts of nurses to move their facilities toward greener, environmentally sustainable activities. Our get-to-know nurse this month is Charlotte Wallace, RN, who recently received the Nursing Leadership in Environmental Health Award from the Maryland Hospitals for a Healthy Environment. I chatted with Charlotte recently about her initiatives and how other nurses can learn how to duplicate what she's done to reduce waste and environmental impact. Charlotte, to start off, let's talk a little bit about your background in nursing. What encouraged you to become a nurse?
Oh, sure. So I guess what encouraged me to become a nurse, to be honest, is the flexibility of the schedule, knowing that I would be helping people and that it would allow me as a future mom to really have a play with my schedule.
Had you always wanted to be a nurse?
No, I actually wanted to be a teacher, an elementary school teacher, but then was lured into nursing with seeing other nurses at the hospital and experience with that. So,
well, I want to congratulate you, first of all, on an award you won recently. I understand you were awarded the Nursing Leadership in Environmental Health Award from the Maryland Hospitals for a Healthy Environment. That happened back in December. What were some of the things you did to earn that award?
Sure. So I'm a former pediatric nurse, and through my experience of watching children suffer and unfortunately sometimes die with diseases that I felt could have been prevented, and then also watching a nurse go into severe asthma attack while they were shampooing the carpets at work really led me on my journey in environmental health. And so I'm really fortunate to work at a really innovative, amazing hospital that supported my vision of helping to really protect the occupational health of our staff and also look at our way of doing business, how we're impacting our patients. And then the third would be, you know, to have a look at how we're impacting our community, our way of operation, if we were contributing to a healing environment or if we were actually causing harm. A lot has been done because of such a great team. I'm not alone in this. But we've done a lot of work with, we are the first hospital in Maryland to have a LEED certified acute care tower. So LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. And it's very difficult for the healthcare sector to accomplish that. We not only achieved LEED, we achieved LEED Gold, which is a higher standard, and we're pretty proud of that. A lot has happened with that, so part of it is replaced 16,000 square feet of our roof is now a green roof, which helps with our 20% energy conservation, which is such a win-win. You know, we're not only helping the straining energy grid, but we're also saving a lot of money and helping to contribute to a healthier environment with how energy is produced in our country. I work with dietary. We have a farmer's market in the summertime. We also, our entire campus is recumbent bovine growth hormone free. I work with waste. So we now, 2005, nearly 100% of our waste went to the incinerator, which most Maryland hospitals were that way. Without knowing, we were doing harm. As you burn a plastic, it doesn't just disappear, but it releases dioxin, which is a known carcinogenic into the air. And unfortunately, without knowing we were doing harm, we were creating quite a bit of harm. And we slowly began waste segregation programs. They really pushed out about 2 years ago where we implemented reusable sharps containers, recycling, reprocessing. We now are down to 16% of our waste is regulated medical waste, and about 55% is municipal, and the rest is recycling. So we're not only making a tremendous impact on the health of our community, we also are saving over $800,000 a year on our garbage, which is pretty much a win-win. There's other attributes. You know, we have the public image, the staff morale. Staff really enjoy those programs. So I work with the EVS cleaning staff. We look at our cleaning products, if they're the best product, how we're doing the cleaning. We're really good with microfiber mops. I can give you more data if you want about that. But microfiber mops, we have 85% of our cleaning chemicals are Green Seal certified, you know, the least amount that's needed of chemicals to help protect our staff. And then I work with purchasing. Obviously, you want to look at what comes in the door, not just how it goes out the door. So with the purchasing team, looking at the items that we've always used or the new ones coming in, but what chemicals are in there, what how is it manufactured, looking at the company. Obviously, a lot goes with it, communication with infection control and safety, and there's lots of things to look at. But if it comes down to an equal match, we want the environmental health piece to also be looked at.
It's really exciting just to hear that you're involved in every aspect of this. And I guess that's because nurses are involved in so many different parts of the healthcare process that you really get to look at all of that. Why are nurses so ideally suited to be actively involved in this type of environmental sustainability?
Well, nurses are perfect. One, I consider us the backbone of hospitals. We're everywhere, right? We're in so many different committees, so many different avenues. One, we understand the biology of health. But I think the other piece that sometimes gets missed is if you look at the Gallup poll, the past 11 years out of the past 12 years, nurses have been identified as the number one occupation that people trust. And the only year that we nurses did not receive that, we were number two, is the year of 9/11, and that was the year firefighters were seen as the number one trusted profession. So I think sometimes nurses forget, but unless they're involved, they remember how powerful their voice is and that they are recognized, they are seen as leaders, and it's wonderful when we can actually influence change and inspire movements such as this.
And it really, I think, goes along well with our holistic approach to healthcare, that, you know, the environment in which people live and work is really an active part of their overall personal health.
Oh, absolutely. I think as a society, the past couple decades, we've really been more reactive to disease. You know, we're more about screening and the cure for disease. And we kind of got away from the public health prevention of disease. And there's countless studies. I won't go through all of them. But, you know, there's one by the Environmental Working Group in 2007. And they surveyed nurses. And, of course, it needs to be repeated, but it was 1,500 nurses. And they asked, you know, tell us if you're a high exposure or low exposure. High exposure was one exposure per week for a 10-year period. Low exposure would be less than one exposure per week for a 10-year period. And then they asked them about various chemicals and exposures in the healthcare industry that we're commonly exposed to, and then about their health and about their children's health if they were pregnant during that time. And the results are staggering. Again, I won't go through all of it, but, you know, you have results such as nurses that reported a high exposure rate to HIV drugs had an 82% increase of children with birth defects, which, you know, doesn't quite sit right with me, you know. And then we have nurses that report a high exposure rate to anti-neoplastic, so chemo drugs. They had a 42% increase in cancer over nurses with a low exposure. And I can go on and on about miscarriages and the stats, but, you know, healthcare industry, we've done such a good job at protecting the health of our patients and the safety of our patients. And I'm really grateful that my hospital and so many others are really stepping back and saying, okay, well, what about the protecting the health of our staff that are dedicating hours of their day here with us, and we need to make sure that we're ensuring their health. So it's really a wonderful win-win.
So what are some of the things you see other nurses doing that you think you could encourage someone listening to this to become more involved with the sustainability efforts in their facilities and their offices and in their community?
Yeah, so there's so much. And I always, after Dr. Sattler had instilled with me, you know, I encourage people to take one step out of their comfort zone, just one little step. So if that's going back to school to educate themselves, maybe attending a conference that piques their interest, maybe about environmental health, you know, take that step. There are countless nurses, a ton of resources, which makes it really doable out there, that have started the movement like I have at my own hospital. And I think some of the best steps I would encourage is just start small. Start with the low-hanging fruit. Start with the easy success. Find other champions with similar theories and excitement as you who can help you work through. Not always does it have to be from the top down. Sometimes it's a grassroots, and sometimes it's just an amazing idea that they can support by the best practices and literature with leadership. I see a lot happening, and honestly, I'm grateful with advocacy. Again, nurses are such a strong force and can do such amazing things, and their voice is really listened to. And there's an amazing group of nurses across the country who help with policy change, true policy. I know myself, I have testified regarding arsenic and chicken feed and various other bills that really touched me as a common sense. We need to change that if we really want to improve health. There are so many different avenues. Again, advocacy, education, just plugging along where you're at, but yet inspiring change through being a leader in that initiative.
And Charlotte, as we kind of wrap up here, a couple of final questions. First, what is it about being a nurse that you enjoy the most?
Good question. So, gosh, there's so many things. I think what I love most about being a nurse is that at the end of the day, I know I did amazing work. I know that the hours I spent today is going to impact future people. Whether I, but at my current role of environmental health, or whether the challenge of helping someone through a really hard moment and how to get them through it with grace and how to ease their pain. With education and with the current moment where they're at. But I think that nurses are so wonderful at really embracing what they're doing and helping move forward. And I think that there's just so many great opportunities. There's so many different opportunities. It's never a dull career. You know, I've done transplants. I've managed offices. I've now created a new position of merging my loves together. I think there's just endless opportunities to really inspire people and help people. And it's a great profession.
And finally, just a word of encouragement, I guess, for our student nurses. We have a lot of students that catch our program. And is there something you would say to them as they move forward in their career and they maybe don't want to focus on environmental practices as a central part of their career, but certainly they can be aware of it in med-surg or any area of the hospital they might find themselves or in their career? A word of encouragement for them on how to be open to looking what's going on around them?
Sure. So welcome to nursing. You picked a good career. But I think the two biggest things that come to my mind is don't forget environmental health with your assessment. So, and I think that there are so many opportunities for disease prevention. So whether talking with your staff, your patients, about, their occupation and the hazards and where they can find resources, which is huge, where they can be inspired themselves. And obviously, as I mentioned, I really want nurses to, I don't want to say wake up, but to be involved and to have a voice and to say, how should I handle this pharmaceutical? Is this on the list? Do I have the right gloves? Am I being protected? How can I ensure my health? And you know, just simple steps. You don't have to have the position. You just have to have your eyes open and be aware.
Make sure you check out the entire April 2013 issue of Nursing Notes, looking at nurses and environmental sustainability. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com. And don't miss the other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, bringing you two nurses who are very active in supporting initiatives around greener healthcare settings. You'll find this and other podcast episodes at the Nursing Notes by Johnson & Johnson Facebook page and in the podcast area in iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced each month for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing Future by MedicCast Productions. All rights reserved.